Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Praise his holy name. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Every day when I think about the goodness of Jesus, I can't help but celebrate, give him glory, give him honor and appreciation. With all the things that are going on in life, we ought to be celebrating him saving us and delivering us and giving us an opportunity every day, glory to God, to repent, to get some things in line with him, to give him some glory. Praise your name, Jesus. Bless the Lord. I pray God's blessings upon you that you have and desire like never before, especially in these last days, to turn everything over to Jesus, to trust in him, to rest in him, to glorify his holy name. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Praise God. I have a selection that I want to play tonight. Praise God. Well, we'll put it on shortly, just before time for the speaker to come on. Praise God. I just bless God for you all. I am, sometimes the thing signs off itself, so I have to put it back on. So that's what got my attention just now. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God again for today. And matter of fact, I am so elated. In spite of all the attacks that come, God still get his glory because he is the one that's in charge and nothing happens without him knowing about it. And our trust and our faith got to be in him. As we continue to pray ye one for another, trusting God that all is well and everything is in his hands. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Oh, our brother Black is on. We thank God for him. And if he would get Romans 8:28 when we get ready to do the scripture reading. And you probably know that already by heart. But and if we could go, it's at the 31st verse when we'd be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. If you can't do that, just do the Romans 8:28. If you can't get all the way down to the 31st verse, that'll give opportunity. While we're getting ready to do exaltation, praise God, and we'll have Pastor Bird do our prayer tonight. Well, my, I'm getting ready to say what happened to my mouth. I don't want to have to do it with the finger, and I'm trying to figure out why you're not moving. Well, let's pray and bind the devil up. Right now, it's only me and you on anyway, but before anybody come on, we still need for it to move and work. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. God, we take authority over Satan's little horse. Any interruptions and any interference tonight, and bind up the enemy for kind of come up against the system, that it will work without having any conflicts or any problems. Thank you so much for being the God of our salvation and the author and the finish of our faith. You know it's moving over everything else, but what I need it to move on. Okay, we're going to try to connect another device to it in Jesus' name. I tell you, you've been so good today and so many marvelous, wonderful things have been going on that the thief is want to bring some interruptions. But you know what? We got to keep the faith in every area of our life to know, no matter what, God. Uh-oh, am I sticking it in the wrong place? Well, let's see if it's on the other side. Jesus. There is nothing. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Brother Black, I hope you're over there praying. Thank you, Jesus. I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. My God is in charge. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I honor you. I praise you. I magnify you. I lift your name. I give you glory. Hallelujah. There is none like thee. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for your loving kindness. God, for every blessing, glory to God, that you bestowed upon us. We bless you, glory to God, for the air that we even breathe, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Do you know my system is acting like, wait a minute, it must be froze up in just more than, I hate to have to sign out and come back in because it might knock us all the way out. I don't want to do that. I don't see no time clock on here. Jesus, you know, God, I bless you. I do not see a clock moving. You, I may have to sign in on my phone. My computer is not showing anybody but Brother Black, and I know by now more than he should be on. What a night. We still give you glory. Still give you praise. Okay, let me try my phone. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels and oh, Lord. I tried to look at my system while I was trying to sing. That got thrown off. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, we still exalt his name. My God reigns. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, he still deserves the praise. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Well, I have you all on the phone on who's on, just not showing on the system. I knew something was strange and froze all the way up and won't show nothing at all. But I thank God that you all are here. We praise God. We bless the Lord. And on here we're showing Brother Black. I don't see him. Oh, there he is there now. Praise the Lord. Father, as we come before you, we give you praise. Thank you that you always have an alternate way, and you said we'll not be ignorant of Satan's devices, and you said you'll work all things together for the good for those that love the Lord and called according to your purpose. And you said in your word that you'll supply all our needs according to your riches and glory, and we needed this system to be up. So no matter what, go over that, when one don't work, you have an alternate plan. So help us to trust and rest in you, because in the name of Jesus, there is power in your name. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. We thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. We praise you, glory to God, and give thanksgiving to you, glory to God, because you deserve all of it. Thank you for each night, every day that you watch over us. You never sleep nor slumber. Thank you for your angels that be encamped about us. Thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes. And so I give you praise right now for all of that and this prayer line and for what all that you're doing and shall do. In Jesus' name, as we exalt your name. Praise God. Bless the Lord. At this time, praise God, we're going to have Brother Black to read that scripture out of Romans 8:28. And as he gets down to the 31st verse, I think it's 31, the whole thing is fine. If not, just that scripture will be sufficient for tonight. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, men and women of the Most High God. reading
Thank you,
from Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 31.
Yes.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate and to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he did call. And whom he did call, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Say the last verse again. You got cut off for a minute. Just the last verse.
What, verse 31, chapter 8
yes.
of Romans. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen.
Bless the Lord for the reading of the word, and we'll govern ourselves according to thy faith, standing on the promises of the Lord. Praise God. At this time, we receive none other than our own prophet, praise God, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you and we honor you tonight. You are awesome. You're something else, dear God. And we give you praise. We come before you this night as we gather together on one accord. We come, God, believing that we're going to be fed. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. We're believing that the word is going to come forth and God is going to accomplish everything that it was sent out to do. We thank you for all the believers, God, for all of the saints, for all of the prayer warriors, and even those, Father, that don't know you yet, that is on this line tonight. We're praying that every need be met, Father God. We're praying that healings take place. We're praying, Father God, that their minds are open and ready to receive this word tonight. And we believe, God, that we will never, ever be the same. So, Father, we just thank you for watching over us all day and keeping us and bringing us to this place. We also thank you, Father God, for touching Pastor BJ's body and bringing healing. We're praying in the name of Jesus that the devil won't try to come back in and deceive her and say, I'm taking it back. Because, God, whatever you give us, you give it to us and it is for us. So I bless all the believers tonight as we come on one accord, as we come with our hearts open and our ear gates open, God, to receive this word tonight. So, Father God, we bless your name. We praise and honor you. Be lifted high, dear Lord, as we glorify you. And we thank you, hallelujah, that we're able to be here tonight. We don't take that for granted. It could have gone another way. So we receive that word as it comes forth tonight, and we thank you for it. Thank you for your servant as they bring it forth, God, with power and anointing. And it is in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. As we come in your presence with thanksgiving, with glory to God, a mindset to hear your voice and obey your voice. Ah, God, I bless the Lord. Thank God again for the scripture and the prayer and for those that are online. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Bless the Lord tonight. I was hearing something from the Lord that says, what did God say? What did God say? We said we believe in the report of the Lord. When he speaks, are we hearing and obeying? Are we hearing and doing a part of what he says? Are we hearing and we are taking glory on his word? And we're adding to it, or are we taking away from what did God say? Whatever he says, we should be doing it as he said. Glory to God, precisely his way. Ah, God, we know when it came to Saul, when God gave him instructions, Even when we go back to think about the Amalekites and what he says, kill up everything, everybody, every animal, all, glory to God. Don't leave children, don't leave cattle, don't leave nothing. But he did, glory to God, partial what God say. When Samuel came and asked him that he did, he said, yes. And he said, what's this bleeding in my ear? I hear oxen bleeding. And he was saying, well, the people, when God give us instruction, what did God say? And he lost from his disobedience and his other things over to God lining up. Let me go ahead and I forgot. I have to put everybody back on mute. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Forgive me for that. Amen. Praise God. So what did God say? I had him using the phone because I need the phone also for some of my information. But nevertheless, prayerfully, everything will work out. But anyway, I didn't even know. I wasn't going to even say all that. But nevertheless, because, glory to God, of disobedience, whether it was just that thing or things that he had done in past times, the thing about it, we can lose out on our blessings in disobedience when we don't do things precisely the way the Lord says. He said, according to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus made that sacrifice where sin, glory to God, was in our life, but he took on sin of us to redeem. He took on sin, redeemed us back to the Father by being sacrificed, glory to God, on our behalf. And now he's at the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf, but he's our advocate. And so he said it was finished on the cross. So right now it's up to us. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. So when God speaks, he said in his word that my commandments are not grievous. It's only to the transgressor that it's hard. If you love me, then you keep my commandments. And don't call me Lord, Lord, Lord. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying? Praise the Lord. Amen. So God sent his word, and he sent his word, Lord, for salvation, for deliverance, for healing. He gave us the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. At this hour, in this time in life, glory to God, we got to be careful what we lend our ears to. The Bible even say, guard your heart with all diligence. And we know anything that's, okay, anything. See, I got to use my phone, so if y'all hear it ring, this is just regard, because I can't put it on for you all to hear me. Wait a minute, maybe I can put it on. Thing wants, because I'm using a house phone. Let me turn this thing down, so maybe it won't make noise. But anyway, making me lose my focus. Praise the Lord. But anyway, glory to God. That thought right there got to come back. But it says, right now we're in the world but not of the world. When we hear the voice of God, we got to make sure that we're listening to his voice and obeying his voice, because he said his word will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. But first of all, as being born again believers, receiving the Holy Spirit, God gave us power when he gave us the Holy Spirit to take authority, to bind and to loose. And God, we got to have faith, and though we can't walk in fear and faith. Faith going to cancel out fear, and fear going to cancel out faith. So we got to be able to listen. So what did he say? Don't be like, glory to God, in the garden from the beginning of time with the first Adam, but it was Eve that she, glory to God, ventured out. And the serpent, glory to God, slew put the snake, the glory to God, Lucifer, whoever we want to call him, glory to God, the devil, speaking to whatever names we want to call it, but it was the devil, the enemy spoke to her and took around and twist a couple of words that God said, so let him know, he told us not to eat up that tree. All this fruit, everything else is in the garden, everything they had provisions that was made for them, this temptation. And he deceived her, and she turned back around, and few words was changed from what God says, and Adam, glory to God, he was just disobedient, and no eyes came open until he bit the fruit, whatever it was. And many people say apple, but the Bible never said which fruit it was. People just use it as illustration and saying an apple and whatever, but nothing happened until he actually bit. God gave him, glory to God, some instructions. And disobedience cost him, her, all of us, glory to God, end up being born into sin because of that one man, Adam. But that one man, Jesus Christ, glory to God, the righteousness of God, the holy man, glory to God. God blessed him through his sacrifice, redeemed us back unto the Lord. So even in looking at that, who What voice are you listening to? What did God say? Praise the Lord. We know what the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, as it came and said in John 10:10, that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give us life and life more abundantly. That's his MO, to come in and try to deceive, and glory to God, bring, do everything and anything he can to, for misrepresentation and for to separate us from the Lord. As we seek out the face of the Lord and spend time with him, build a relationship with him, guard our hearts and walk in his obedience to his commands and fall in love with him with all our soul, heart, mind, and soul, and glory to God, and get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled, it won't be so easily. Not saying that we might not stumble and fall. Jesus made provision for us to come to him, glory to God, and to repent. According to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forsake not the assembly of yourself. But then he told us to pray ye one for another. And glory to God, we have to make up our mind that we want to live saved or live holy. You got to choose what, glory to God, who you're going to serve. You're going to serve the devil and mammon, or you're going to serve the Lord and know all the provisions, the things that he glory to God, died for us, and then all the things he suffered for us, all the provisions that he made for us. But the tempter is always trying to find a way, because if we don't let this flesh die, we don't crucify it, those things in the flesh of that lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life will always find a way to seep in, to turn back around what the enemy will use to bring us and separate us or cause us to be killed. He'll turn back around and destroy our lives or cause us, glory to God, to turn away from the Lord, which end up going to be detrimental, glory to God, because you can't negotiate in hell. Glory to God, you have to be to that place while we still got breath in our body, a sound mind, awakening enough to, glory to God, to call on the Lord for him, glory to God, to deliver us. And we can't play out there, glory to God, and do enough of filling ourselves up with sin and, glory to God, and appeasing the flesh and then pray and hope we make it back in just in time, because we never know the hour and the time that he may show up. Praise God. Lord, I ain't got nowhere near. Let me be quiet. As the Lord speaks, are you listening or believing what he's saying? Are you trusting, glory to God, and acting on what he say? Proverbs 3:5-6 say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Do you have the word, glory to God, in your heart so the devil, glory to God, won't come in and rob and steal and deceive? In the name of Jesus, that's why it's so important for us to get the word in there and rightly divide the word and stay, glory to God, on the good teaching, or stay, have a good support system and be able, glory to God, to open yourself in submission to the spirit of the Lord, deny the flesh, and be in a place that I would praise him, I would worship him, I would also deny this flesh, I would not lend my ears to foolishness and folly, I will not allow myself to get caught up, glory to God. He said, come out from among and be separated, touch not that unclean thing, and I'll receive you. Sometimes, glory to God, we're still holding on to past things. We're still holding on to past friendships when we're in the world. We're still holding on to things that we already know God has blessed and revealed unto you. A person's heart is not right, whether it's family, friends, or whoever it is on the job, and we're still tampering over in that territory. And if you don't draw them, they're going to draw you. So, glory, how can we be a friend of the world, glory to God, and still trying to, glory to God, worship God, and still try to, glory, do the things that God called us to do and find ourselves slipping and falling here because some things we don't want to let go of. And sometimes, glory to God, just because they were good about giving, being a blessing, or they paid a couple bills for you, or glory to God, and they purchased that, or they babysit, or they came and cleaned my house, or they did this right here. They were always there for me and whatever, but sometimes people got ministers of help in their lives, and then some things, when you go contrary to what they want, how they want things done, then you'll see another side of them. Then you'll find out, glory, it was not really who I thought they were. And then sometimes you can have a true friend, but when God starts growing you up and you start maturing and growing and hungering and thirsting more after the things of God, then that person's not ready to go to that next level. Then you'll find another side of them coming out, glory to God. Sometimes envy, jealousy, sometimes, glory to God, they don't think that you need to move any further. You need to stay right down here with us. Why you like that? Why you are changing? But we ought to have such a hunger and a thirst for God and his righteousness more than we have a desire to appease the flesh or anybody else. in the name of Jesus. Okay, God, where are we going? Glory to God. But anyway, Ephesians 18 says, praying always, glory to God. And the word, let us know that we got to pray always. It is important to have a prayer life. It is imperative that we have a prayer life, that communication with the Lord, allowing the paraclete, the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for. He'll pray on our behalf, but sometimes we won't even allow him to talk. We won't allow him, or either we are quick to pray and make our, some people say bring our laundry list, whatever you want to call it. We bring, glory to God, all our complaints and our concerns and whatever, and he don't get any worship from us or potato chips and hot dogs almost. Well, even some of the prayers, but we ought to be able to appreciate what God has done, is doing, and most of all, when we think of his goodness of even saving us out of a world of sin, glory to God, and we might be in the world, but not of the world, but we're here, glory to God, a journeying through in here, and not saying that we can't be blessed here, because he desired for us to be blessed and prosper and be in good health, but he don't want those possessions to possess us. He wants us to possess them, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. The word even say, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Who are you listening to? What did he say? What is he saying? Glory to God unto you. What is he talking to us about, even in our time of perseverance? And so instead of perseverance, we got reservation and hesitation going on. So we cannot go out and serve the Lord on a part-time basis. There's no part-time lovers. He said, you said, glory to God, he's a jealous God. And he said, we'll have no other God before him. And flesh and blood is not going to enter into the kingdom of God. And he said, flesh is not going to, glory to God, glory in his sight. He is not going to entertain flesh. We got to be to a point that we got to deny it. And he says, only faith, glory to God, only thing that he's looking for out of us is faith. And faith is going to be where we got to walk in obedience and love him and walk, glory to God, and true believers as unto him. The only thing please him is faith, as it says in Hebrews 11 and 6. Amen. Praise God. God will want us to be pruned too, as we said in John 15. Glory to God about his father. Glory to God, the husband. He is the vine. We are the branches. And any branch, glory to God, that don't produce fruit, glory to God, he cut it away. But he prunes us. And so for some of the things that we go through, all of it is not the devil. Some of it is, glory to God, for this flesh to die and for us to recognize where we are in sin, still in the camp, or glory to God, or we're lacking in faith. We're lacking maybe in, glory to God, our long-suffering. We could be lacking in kindness. We could be lacking, glory to God, and in so many other areas. We might be someone that talks too much. Might be a busybody. Might be sowing discord just because you don't be out there pulling up your dress or pulling down your pants. Glory to God, you may not have that sin in your life, but you might be got so much going on, always setting the fire with confusion and chaos and whatever. So, glory to God, and then things we don't examine ourselves daily like we ought to make sure that we're in the faith so that way we can be like when Paul, when the Lord Jesus told Peter that the enemy desires to sift them that way as wheat, but I'm praying that your faith faileth not. And so when you've been converted, Peter, then you can strengthen your brother. So when we come out of some things and God delivers some things, he don't want us going back and be glory to God in a place that we're rehearsing some of the things, glory to God, that we already been through a repeat offender. We want us to be to a place that we get steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, so our labor won't be in vain. We got to be to a place, glory to God, that we get rooted and grounded like that tree by the rivers of water. So, glory to God, we won't be moved then in a place, glory to God, that we continue to cast the cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. He even make provisions, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, as he prayed in John, glory to God, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me because he's meek and lowly. His burden is light and his yoke is easy. He said in Romans 12 verse, glory to God, 1 and 2, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. He said, be not conformed to this world. Glory, all this prestige and power struggles and greed and, glory to God, sowing discords and being busybodies and all kinds. He don't even say it ought to not be named among us. Glory to God, all kind of other foolishness, cheating on your taxes, cheating on your wife, cheating on your husband. Glory to God, and even if you're not doing it physical, glory to God, he was saying if it's in your heart, and like one of the Pastor McLaughlin or whatever her name is, I forgot how you say her name. She even said, glory to God, by the time you get in the bed, glory, it's already over with because it was in your mind. And Jesus already told us, glory to God, if it's in your heart, you look upon a woman. Oh, my God. Nowadays, look upon a man. Lord, glory to God, dealing with the homosexuals and this, that, and the other. Any kind of sin is sin. Glory to God, and that's a blasphemy against the Lord. Glory to God, when you're talking about the man with man and woman with woman. But what is he saying to you? Glory to God, about the life that you live. Glory to God, the devil is busy. And he's all about, glory to God, trying to keep us from living a life that's holy and acceptable in the light of the Lord and for our light to shine. The devil wants to define you by your thoughts, failures. That's not who you are. That's your state. Your state, glory to God, fluctuates. Our mindset, back and forth, this, that, and our feelings, our emotions, the flesh, glory to God. But when we get the mind of Christ, get settled in to be led by the Spirit, then we become the sons of God, to walk in righteousness and holiness, to standing, glory to God, on the promises of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And not to be caught up in judgmental, letting the enemy, glory to God, also shake us off, shake us around like a rag doll. We got to be in a place that we shake off the things, glory to God, and break off whatever, destroy the yokes, glory to God, through God's words and obedience, and listen to the Spirit of the Lord, glory to God, and obey him. You know, just like a GPS we have in our vehicle, in many of the vehicles, even on your phone for that map or signing for some directions, this, that, and the other. And God is our GPS. He's our He is our compass. Glory to God. He is that present help in the time of trouble. He's what we need, and he will guide us through, glory to God, and he will bring things back to our members through the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit speaking, as we said earlier, we don't know what to pray for many times as we ought, but the Holy Spirit does when we allow him, glory to God, to have free reign, because he said don't override him. But he will, glory to God, recalculate just like the GPS does when we miss a turn or when we, glory to God, went off, glory to God, or we turned back around and we were supposed to exit but we couldn't get off the exit, or we could have been distracted by something and missed the exit or however. And it'll recalculate for you to turn back on, whatever, make a U-turn, do this, do that, whatever. But sometimes you just keep on riding. Well, maybe I'll try the next exit. Maybe I'll try the whatever. Like, and after a while, glory to God, the same with the Holy Spirit, we'll mess around and get so far out someplace, glory to God, way off track. Because when he was talking, he was just as loud as I'm talking now. And more he's talking, and more he's talking. And more you're walking and turning off and turning this way and that. And more you're touching and tampering, and more after a while you can't hold. After a while you're grieving and overriding. Okay, Lord, let you know, okay, if that's the way you want to go, then okay, man, when you bump your head, glory to God, or you come to that little junction to the point where you recognize I need him. Sometimes getting back on track is not that easy, because sometimes even like on the road or the highway or wherever you be at, you don't have gone so far before you know it. You can be in another city, you can be in another town, you can be an hour or two away from where you should have been, because the fact is you deviate off too far. And the enemy is like that, glory to God, very cunning and crafty. Glory to God, use an example when they say about this frog. When the frog is put in some hot water, he jumped right out. Put him in the hot water, he jumped right out. But if you turn the water down to real low and it's just warm, it's just soothing, just comfortable, and all of a sudden, before you know it, he's cooked. And that's how sin will do some of us when, glory to God, when people don't stop leaning to their own understanding and find themselves submitting and committing, glory to God, to whatever it is to feel good, glory to God, whatever the soothing him, what the enemy massaging. And glory to God, he could not get to you and do those things if it wasn't something on the inside that was that connect to whatever he's offering. Because a magnet can only draw its own kind. You can put a magnet on a glass, it's going to slide right off. Not unless there's some metal on the other side that's on there, whatever, that will hold that thing in place. You put it, glory to God, on something like just whatever. It could be wood or whatever. It's not going to stick. It's not going to have no kind of effect. But find something that got some type of metal. Even if the whole thing is not metal like it is, it'll just be enough, glory to God, to hold it, even though it might hold for a little while and drop down. But after a while, if it's on something that's as strong as it is, it's going to stick. And that's what the enemy will do. Just like with quicksand, over the guy, some people get caught up in some things. And sometimes you can try something for the first time. Oh, it can be some days. What is he saying to you? What voice are you listening to? Is it the devil or is it the Lord? Are you being obedient, glory to God, with righteous thoughts? And glory to God, submitting yourself to the will of the Lord, or glory to God, because we're the only one that can be, God can express his, we're the vessels that God can express himself through in this earth realm. And so our thoughts will govern our body. Our body going to feel, going to follow what our mind is saying and doing. So what is it that we are allowing our, to appease our flesh? What, glory to God, are we doing to break the strongholds, glory to God, or whatever it is? Because we can be overcomer here, triumphant here, victorious in that, glory to God, more than a conqueror in that. But there's something else that we haven't let go of, or something we keep having this trial up and down. And if we keep not letting God come in and deal with that, after a while it'll be like them bowling balls. It'll knock all that other stuff out of alignment. In the name of Jesus, praise God. The battle is not ours, but the Lord. But we make sure that we got to be dressed for battle. And there's some things over to God we got to be equipped with. And also, he said, glory to God, our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Praise the Lord. Amen to Jesus. Lord, I done said a lot of things, and that ain't nowhere on my paper. Praise God. The battle, Jesus help me. The battle arena is in the mind. Your emotions follow your thoughts. Your emotion can't lie. Emotions based on our emotions should be based on thinking the righteous thoughts. Praise God. Bring every thought into captivity in obedience to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Trying to skip a little bit, say where I'm going to be at, because since he's talking all this to me, God, so much is coming. Praise God. Men ought to always pray. 1 Thessalonians 5, men ought to always pray. I didn't put the scripture part down. I mean the verse down with that. God, help us not to say the wrong thing. God, help us not to allow ourselves to get into conflicts. Tell me what to do when a conflict does come, what the decision I should make. Praying, glory to God, directing the needs of praying, glory to God, to the Lord to get our direction. Because he said the Holy Spirit will do the leading and the guiding in our lives. Praise God if we listen. Help us to always pray and also worship the Lord. Not just to pray, not to be in there, glory to God, and just we make our request and known unto him, but don't give him what is right to do him. Even in Philippians 4, it said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. It didn't say rejoicing, Philippians 4 verse. It didn't say rejoice because you got food in the cupboard, glory to God. You got a nice car, glory to God. You got, you know, money in the bank. You got this, that, and the other. Oh, all is well in every area. You got the best of jobs or got a job or whatever it is. He said rejoice. So that means while we're in, glory to God, circumstances, glory to God, beyond our control, conflicts, glory to God, disappointments, glory to God, physical ailments, things going on with our body, things going on with our mind, things going on in our family, things going on in the ministry, glory to God, in the midst of it all, rejoice. We don't feel like laughing like a hyena because it's happening to you. We're rejoicing because of the fact my faith is in the Lord. He said, glory to God in his word, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice is saying, glory to God, that the Lord's the joy of the Lord is our strength. The scripture I'm trying to get to, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Because when we get depleted of our peace and our joy, the enemy will use us like a whipping boy. He'll beat us down just like a fight in the ring, glory to God. When Muhammad used to, glory to God, used to wear them people out, glory to God. He was just that power, George Foreman, whoever else. We used to like, you know, the real boxing way back when. But nevertheless, the enemy, glory to God, will fight us in the arena, glory to God, where we don't have any power on our own. The power we have is in the spirit of the Lord, binding and loosing, But if you don't even have your faith or relationship with the Lord and you just come to him to make him glory to God, the Christ of the crisis, and you cannot stand up and be glory to God, the man or the woman or child or whoever God called you to be by standing on his word and walking in obedience and submitting to him, glory to God, then the enemy, glory to God, will have you shaking around and whatever. Then he'll have you in deception about this, and your ears are open to every wind and every doctrine, and to a point you always be feeling defeated and always complaining about somebody's talking about you this wrong, that wrong, and always murmuring about something else and spreading your, glory to God, condemnation, spreading your glory to God, seeds of discord and foolishness and stuff like this because we're not lining up with God's word. What is he saying to you? Are you listening and are you obeying what he's saying? In the name of Jesus, there is power. We have the power and authority, but you can't walk in that authority if you are not submitting and committing to his will. Even when a person is in the military, glory to God, they have command. Glory to a sergeant. They can have a lieutenant or a commander or whoever it is, the general. You're supposed to follow instruction and follow the chain of command. You're supposed to be able to submit and commit. When you don't, you can end up being in a stockade. You can be able doing all kinds of excess chores and stuff like this, and things, glory to God, can go on, and it can even go further than that. You can get either not locked up in stockade or either end up with when you get dismissed out, glory to God, and I can't think of the word and stuff like this when you get discharged, glory to God. But nevertheless, God, and see, if we get discharged, glory to God, with God, and keep being disobedient and rebellious and stubbornness and glory to God, still walking in sin, whatever, the discharge will be in hell because there is no negotiation, and you cannot get, glory to God, or get out of jail card. That is just it. That's it. Either you're going to live a life and end up, glory to God, any of us, in heaven, glory to God, not just to get to go for your penalty, but go, glory to God, into whatever you choose, because he said it's finished. So the life we live is going to make all the difference. Not saying that we may stumble and fall, not saying that trials won't come, because trials and tribulations going to come, because he said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Remember, greater is he on the inside of you than he is after you. And God know how to work things around for the good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. He also said, glory to God, he'll make the crooked path straight. He'll let us know that he'll fight the battle. He already given us the weaponry, what we need to do, some things over to God, because faith over to God without works is dead. It's some things that we're commanded to do to line up to as well, glory to God, to come in compliance with God's word. Glory to God. Amen. So as we pray and seek the face of the Lord and have an ear open to listen to him and not just catch what we want and make our request what we want and don't listen to what the Spirit of the Lord, we have to have an ear to listen to what is he saying. And some things we got to wait on. Sound like a cuss word for some people who don't want to wait on nothing, just want God to bless. Instant potatoes, instant grits, instant this, that, instant biscuits, instant that, whatever. Glory to God. And just get on the smorgasbord to select what you want, when you want it, how you want it. I don't eat broccoli. I don't like, but I like greens, but I don't like this. I like fish, but I don't like this. I don't like steak, but I like, glory, pork chop, whatever. When it comes to the things of God, like he told Ezekiel, eat the whole roll. It's some things over to God that are going to be good for us, just like some medicine can taste, oh, my God, terrible. But it has a great work it does for blessing that body to come in alignment. In the name of Jesus. We know the chief physician is Jesus Christ, but he used, glory to God, physicians down here. Luke was a physician. We got to know, glory to God, how to hear the voice of God and walk through some things. Now, just fear not going to try to attack us in situations, especially when we get bombarded. Now, if you don't have no relationship with God, a lot of things can cause you to be in fear and fretfulness and this, that, and the other, murmuring, complaining. But when you're really working and standing on God's word all you know how, that don't mean we're exempted from some type of thing, but it won't have to stay there. We can bind and loose and cancel that, and when we need that reinforcement, go out like the police and also the military need when they got to call in. We call in our sisters and brothers, some warriors that can pray and stand on the word, and it's going to be left on the altar and go out to manifestation come in the name of Jesus. And that's when we have to do, pray ye one for another. Glory to God. Bear one another burdens. Even said, glory out in James, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God when we take things in our own hand. But it also said, glory to God, in the word, glory to God, to let us know that the effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. But prior to that, he said, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed, that the effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. We need each other. Glory to God. Your eye is not over there in California. Glory to God. Your lips over here, glory to God, in Georgia. Or your head, glory to God. The rest of you, glory to God, in different parts of the country and the world. In the name of Jesus, we're to be on one accord to get a work done for the kingdom of God. What is God saying? It's too many things, glory to God, that's got the body separated. He said a house of kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Glory to God. So we got to watch out and see what's going on. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek. Seek his face. Seek him while he may be found. Seek the face of the Lord, glory to God. We got to pray, glory to God. We got to repent. We got to turn from our wicked ways. There's too many, glory to God, hallelujah, caught up in their own will and way. Some over here doing the will of the Lord, fighting the good fight of faith, glory to God, about to burn themselves out, staying on the wall, glory to God, glory to God, trying to bring the people together, stand on and worship and magnify the Lord and give him his glory, and glory to God, be a witness, be a light, and others over here, don't take all of that, and, you know, don't start, you know, with that taking down, and preachers leaving the pulpit, and other ones, glory to God, over here, decide to turn their backside and try to do the other thing, and other ones over here, glory to God, got confusion going, the preacher can't preach, come from commotion inside the congregation in the house. Sometimes there's the congregation trying to stand and trust the pastor, and the pastor, glory to God, got confusion going on, showing partiality, or trying, so greedy, trying to get as much, glory to God, money to build a gold toilet, a gold, glory to God, this, that, and the other, and how many Bentleys and how many airplanes they, and bragging about it. And people up here, glory to God, came how to have a nice coat to put on, and glory to God, children, glory to God, need, glory to God, supplies or need coats and stuff like this for the winter, or they can't even, glory to God, be able to pay their bills because sacrifice, send me this. And sometimes it ain't so send me, it's right here in the church. Glory to God, gimme. And all the favoritism, glory to God, because this one, oh, I can favor them in there and let them have sin and just brush that off, showing favoritism, and over here you're trying to beat them down because they ain't lining your pockets with the money. The devil is a liar. Then you got the other ones taking money out of their own pocket, trying to keep the church going, trying to, well, not even taking on, glory to God, a salary because they want to see the house built and the people built. Glory to God. Ah, thank you, Jesus, for the ones that are still standing, still confessing, still holding on to faith in all they know how. Ah, God, I pray, glory to God, against this spirit to say it don't take all of that. And now, glory to God, we are friends with the world. Anybody that's a friend with the world, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, there's consequences because God's word, I can't remember what scripture is for that, but I know, glory to God, he is not for us to not be friends with the world. Blessed is the name of the Lord, glory to God. Whoo, Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Help us to have the attitude of gratitude and glory to God, and we can be able to have an altitude to glory to God, to grow in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, as it says in Ephesians, have on the whole armor of God, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We got to persevere with prayer. When your situations get painful enough, you'll forget about all the shoes and the hair and the dress and this, that, and the other, and all of this, and prestige and power, whatever. When you really want to hear from God, you will spend that time. Get in your prayer closet. You will pray. You will fast. But he don't want us doing all of that just for him to be the Christ of the Christ. He want to be Lord in our lives. So many people, glory to God, are caught up in all this status and just, you know, education and this, that, and the other, and they got to have a little baton, they got to have a coach, they got to have this, they got to whatever, they got to ride in this kind of vehicle, they got to do, and all of these things is possessions, and God is no way near in it, and then some things they gain on their own and say, oh, the Lord bless, and then when it disappeared, then why was it, and then some things God do bless, but then again, you make that your possession instead of where you set your, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And then you get caught up, glory, where your heart is, instead of having it, your treasure up in heaven where the moss and the rust can't get to it, and then when stuff start breaking down and happening, some cases it is God really bless you, but then you turn away from God and make those things God, idols in your lives. And then there's other times where people collected things and say God did it, and they want to disappear, and you got to hide the car and got to run here and there and can't pay the bills and go where the light's on and off. Glory to God. No, God wasn't in that. It's just that you overspend or you got caught up in this, that, and that. Some people don't want to wait, and they get caught up in competition, glory to God, and watching somebody envying somebody else. And it's so sad that that's in the body of Christ. We know what the world status is. That's them. But why are we, glory to God, being conformed to this world? What did he say? What is he saying to you? Praise God. And when we rebel, glory to God, against the Lord, glory to God, and the things that he say and the things he want done, there is consequences to our decision. Glory to God, we need to have a true relationship, as we done said before, and won't allow the plots and the plans, glory to God, and the schemes, glory to God, and the sidetracking what the enemy would do to keep us off course. If we would let God do what he desired to do, and he got a way of turning things around for our good, even when we're doing the best that we know how, what God has said, don't mean that you won't get attacked. Just because you're doing what God, the enemy wants you off course. So he will attack then, but you got to know like never before. If God said it, that's already settled. Then I got to make sure that I believe it, and I stand on it, and I wait on him. And don't let go of the God because the attack came. But you know, even with Job, here what is his friend saying, you must have did something or whatever like this. But God said from the beginning, glory to God, that let the enemy know that he can test, he can come against Job and whatever like this right here, but don't take his life. You could not take in all the things that he suffered with. The God giveth and God taketh, glory to God. God bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God, he had that kind of mindset. Not that he wasn't human and had feelings and emotion or whatever like this. Glory to God, but the thing that he did, never curse God, like his wife said, never turned his back on the Lord, even though he may have had a moment here and there. But out of all, God blessed and restored. Of course, them same children didn't come back. He didn't raise them from the dead, but he gave him double still yet in every area. Glory to God, double for the trouble that he had went through in the name of Jesus. God is a mighty God. That don't mean that we have to go through everything that Job went through, but there's also things that we'll go through that God will bless, and he'll move, and he'll prove himself no matter what the enemy says. But the thing about it is getting steadfast in the faith and what God's blessed. Just like Abraham, glory to God, when his son, him and his wife, glory to God, conjured up something, glory to God, they done waited almost 25 years for this baby, and they created, glory to God, well, it was over, it wasn't 25 years yet, but they had waited so long for this baby, and they hadn't told the idea of the woman say, you know, okay, you can have my handmaiden. When we create something, there's consequences from our decisions. So the baby that was created didn't come out of the loins of Sarah like God told them that it would be, and they created this thing to say it's going to happen, and all kind of stuff happens when we make these decisions. But in the meantime, thank God, glory to God, at the end of the day, God turned that thing around, and they did have a baby out of the loins, out of the spirit. The other one was by the flesh. But in the meantime, the other one, glory to God, came from what God had said was to come to pass. And then when he said, sacrifice your only son, which we know that he had one by the bondswoman, but the woman, glory to God, that God had said was to come, you know, was to come from their loins, God blessed, and he did not waver. Even when he went up the mountain, he told them, glory to God, that y'all wait here, the servants, me and the lad is going up and we coming back. So if slice and dice had to take place, he trusted the Lord. He trusted him all the way up to the point of having that sacrifice, and that baby didn't even, young man didn't even fight it or whatever. Like, he just asked, where is the sacrifice? Here's the sacrifice in the being him. He at the knife getting ready, glory to God, the sacrifice, that's the, and the Lord, glory to God, told the angel and so forth like that, don't put a study his hand, and said, there's a ram over there in the bush, in the thicket, and so forth. But he said, there was nothing between me and thee. So between Abraham, there was nothing that he wouldn't do as God said, glory to God, and carry it out accordingly. In the name of Jesus, God even told him from the beginning, you know, come out from among your kindreds. Glory to God, we have a hard time just being obedient when God tells you to leave that person alone, glory to God, and don't even, glory to God, have any more dealings with them. That, my friend, and you know, that I remember what they did for me. Instead of obeying God and get the blessings from them, we still hold on to, glory to God, in marriages and relationships, some of them just contracts. But anyway, and things can be going on, and things that got out of hand, and somebody's life is in danger. Instead of being obedient, some people just disobedience, and they end up losing their lives and so forth. And we're not even talking about just the world, because we know that stuff go on. But it's been times when God has warned in the body because the heart was so hard and the trick of the enemy, and it happens. People want to believe it or not, but it has happened. I know prophets have even spoken a word and covered to God with a warning. Come to find out, even one of the prophets over that down in Georgia, she even warned one of the ladies with her cousin, but still yet for her and that relationship, I'm just, no, because he loved me, I'm just going to, whatever like this, I'm still going to stay, and went back in something that, glory to God, God called her up, released her from, and said, glory to God, I'm going back. And when she got back in there, he killed her. Now, that don't happen all the time, but there are times when things God will say and do, and it may seem out of the box, but God, glory to God, word will not go back void. It wasn't a word that was out there, separate from your husband. You don't need that man. You know this, when that kind of stuff. It was a warning. Same thing God will bless when he will warn some people that come into the house of God and warn them so forth like this, not to do such and such, the worst thing can come upon you. Or during back around and beg with them, glory to God, plead with them to give their lives to the Lord, this, that, and the other, and go out, and next thing you know, there is a shooting or accident or this, that, and the other, and God be dealing with them while they're in there. And they know God talking on their heart, but some directions people will take, glory to God, and refuse. And there's other times God will give warning and warning and warning. God know how many chances it takes. Sometimes people may think in their mind, he's not fair. What's fair got to do with God? He know the end as well as the beginning. He know it may take you 17 times, may tell you one time about a thing, may tell this other person maybe have three chances and whatever. He know the end as well as the beginning about each one of us, what we're going to do and not do, but he give us chances and opportunities. Praise the Lord. We done got off over on that way, but praise God. There will be challenges and trials and tribulations. As Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Glory to God. And he done told us of many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of them all. Praise the Lord. It was something. And the thing about, too, we got to know forgiveness. Forgiveness. All the pain and agony people take us through and some things we have done, too, as well, and we expect forgiveness and God would have forgave us. That is a vital stuff. Jesus came and forgave us. Glory to God. For all the unrighteousness and things that we've done, we got to get to a place that we get in him that we can, through all the pain and disappointment, glory to the betrayal and everything else that doesn't happen, glory to God, incest, rape, all this kind. We got to get to a place that we allow God to go in and heal us in these places and not try to praise God over it and do ministry over it, because it has a way of coming back out. It has a way, glory to God, being like a Jason in the closet. And then it's things, glory to God, we're in a spiritual prison, and sometimes it's like being in prison and being where they have work release. They go out on the yard, they go to this place and work, this, that, and the other, but they got to report back and be locked back down behind those cells. And that's sometimes the facade that we put on the masquerade when we out and this, that, and the other, and working and doing and whatever, and then we got to come back and be locked down because of the things that are still playing in our minds, that the enemy is playing in our minds and got us jailed, got us prisoned. Glory to God. And then when God's trying to deal with it, it's so painful sometimes you won't let it come. But when you think about what he already been through on our behalf, how he suffered on them 3 days, what? Oh, my God. All that went on, glory to God, prior to, and then those 3 days, glory to God, being in the grave and coming back out, glory to God, and got the keys and so forth, so we don't have to be prison bound by all these things that the enemy tried to take us through. Glory to God, what is he saying to you? What are you doing in obedience back to hearing? There's a safety, glory, there is safety in the multitude of counsel. That's important. Sometimes people, when God has sent out a safety net or something to help them, and they don't want to accept it, that way don't recognize, they want God to just come down off his throne and right here and deliver me or do this thing, glory to God, the way I think I ought to be delivered and healed and whatever. And he may be sending people right here in your midst, be speaking things to you to get you healed and delivered or set free of some things, but you don't want to accept, glory to God, that way. And we are missing, glory to God, the things that he sent us. I can't use that. I can't think of that illustration when the boat and all this kind of stuff, where God sent the helicopter and all this for this man and whatever. Like this. And then talking about what happened, glory to God, this thing about it, when what we're looking for and the way God sent it, we don't want to accept it. And then we don't even spend time enough to know with him, to know him, because my sheep know my voice. And the stranger would not follow to know that it's me talking, that's me doing, just because it didn't come the way you thought. That's why we got to get so close to him, have such a relationship, and draw nigh to him, and he draw nigh to us, and he gets safe fleshing on glory to his sight. So I'm saying we can draw nigh to him. It's spiritually wise. walking glory to God as he said and doing what he taught us to do. And so we can build our relationship with him. When he speaks, we'll be able to know it's the Holy Spirit speaking. When he started doing this new thing, glory to God, we say we are speaking, preach about the new thing that God is doing, but we don't want to accept the new thing because we don't even recognize the new thing. All right, it's another story. Praise the Lord. Told us not to forsake not the assembly of ourselves and walk in the authority that he's given us. Glory to God, we can't be doubtful. We can't be fearful. God, glory to God, can't live, his word can't live, but we have power in the Lord to bind and to loose, glory to God, to take authority over the enemy, glory to God. We already spoke on 7:14 Chronicles and stuff like this, so we know there's things in our lives and so forth that can hinder the work and the prayers, glory to God, that we pray when we're not walking as God has given us. There is power in the name of the Lord, and he gave us power after the Holy Spirit came. We receive it, and we can walk in that authority in the if only we believe. Prerequisite trust, believe in the Lord. Have faith in him. Walk in forgiveness in Christ Jesus, praying and obeying and staying in the word, glory to God, and rightly dividing the word. John 3:16, which we already know what that is. John 10:10, we over what the thief is doing. Praise God. But God wants us to walk in the abundant life, and he wants us to be, glory to God, healed and whole. But glory to God, we have to do it his way. Can you hear him speaking and calling us up higher, coming us, glory to God, to a place, glory to God, out of, glory to God, a place, glory to God, of destitute, a place, glory to God, of oppression, bringing us out of the place in any area, any sin in our life, any lust, glory to God, of the eye, of glory to God, in the mind, any lust, glory to God, of the flesh in any way, glory to God, any, glory to God, pride of life, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. What is he saying? What is he saying to you? Can you hear me now? Through all the pain and the frustration, what voice are you listening to? Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger will not follow. What strange voice has captured your attention? Whose report shall you believe? What have you leaned your ears or your eyes that has stolen your anointing, your focus, your faith, your peace, your joy, etc.? Scripture, you did run well, but who did hinder you? And what did hinder you? Bible says we are to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. There is power in the name of Jesus. Are you using that power, or can you use that power, glory to God? When you can't use it and so forth, if you've been a part-time lover, if you're going to pray over in the devil's camp and the Lord's realm, he said, glory to God, you can't serve no two masters. You can't eat off my table and the devil's table too. In the name of, you're going to know the treat by the fruit is there, and people are going to know that you're my disciples by the love you have one for another. Glory to God, unforgiveness. Glory to God, hallelujah. That is spreading like wildfire in the lives of the believers. Glory to God. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added. Not seeking what I can get and what I can gain and whatever like this right here. We're already seeking the face of the Lord, his love, his mercy, his grace, submission, and asking him to help us in the spirit, glory to God, in the area where we are short in, so we can be, I can never get rid of whatever that is on my phone, but anyway, whatever it is, glory to God, that's going on in our life, we got to be to a place. Thank God it's only after 2 minutes after 8, so give you another 10 minutes and get off the line. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What profit, when you lose the fear of God, and the fear of God is beginning of wisdom. When you lose the fear of God, and some never had it, but if it, and I pray the ones that had it get it back, and the ones that need it, they will seek his face to get it. But when you lose the fear of God, then almost anything goes, because it's just like, what are the feelings of how your flesh feels? That's what you appease. What get up in your eyes? What get in your psyche? What gets up and whatever? And it'd be so easy because you done got to a place where the voice of the Lord, the Spirit of God is talking, and it starts sounding far and far away, because now I keep doing contrary things against what God said. We got to be fully persuaded. Praise the Lord. Never let the word define who you are, nor Your net worth or the status and education, job, possessions, I think I already said that. Your body expresses your thoughts. We already had that. We express our thoughts here globally and our behaviors on this earth realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'll read a couple more. What was something I wrote down this afternoon? What was it? About the deceiver. When the deceiver speaks, God will expose him, because God said he'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. But even when we find out what the device is or what he's doing, we can't be in agreement with what the enemy's doing. No matter pleasure in the flesh will cause us, glory to God, hallelujah, our blessing and cause us, our birthrights and cause us, glory to lose out on some things and so forth, and some things that cause us, glory to God, that we may not get it back. He will give us advice through the Spirit, through the word, through the Bible or whatever word, or either from a prophet or someone. God, glory to God, will not allow us to be tripped up by the enemy without exposing him if we really want to know the truth and walk in the truth of God. And say we have to trust Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and not override him. Seek more for to be precise. Glory to God, like we said, like the GPS. Glory to God. And when he want to reroute us, don't allow the flesh to get in the way and stop us from submitting and obedient to the Lord. Glory to God. He's a chain breaker, and he know how to destroy yoke, because we don't need no yoke being broken. We need it destroyed so it be eradicated and dismantled, that the enemy cannot come back in that way. Glory to God. And Jesus know how to break the chains, but we got to be willing to release and let go and really come out of sin, come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Something I wrote, something, the date on it looked like it was said 2:45 a.m. 9/9/18. And I happened to pick this up, and I'm like, I'll write on anything, because it was on the chicken soup. When it came to me here, chicken soup little word finder. And so I just happened to have it out and open up, and I'm like, oh, on the page I wrote, we had to go through the pruning for God to transform us out of the flesh and to the Spirit, mold us. Flesh don't want to die. Wine press, and God will put us in the wine press. That's a process, glory to God, for that olive oil, that olive, glory to God, to be crushed so the oil can come out. Honoring God is humbling self in the hand of our God. My mind must be transformed in the mind of, our mind should be transformed into the mind of Christ. God teaches us how to discern, to bind and to loose, to love as with the agape, to walk in the Spirit. Glory to God, of course, you know, to walk in forgiveness. How to be strong in the Lord, how to walk in your authority, how to use your armor, not to worry, how to have faith in the Lord. Praise God. Now we're coming to our conclusion. Praise the Lord. Amen. Might have sounded like it was all over the place, but Holy Spirit just was dealing with little pieces and parts in the last couple of days, and this morning, last night, and 4 days in the morning, a little bit here and there. And other, when I started out, on half of you took over and saying some things that was not in our notes. But praise the Lord. I'm going to share this little piece that looked up. It says, bondage to the flesh and its desires and lust is impossible to escape in the power of the flesh. This is what Paul addresses in Galatians 5:13-26. Escaping the shackles of bondage of fallen, corrupt, and carnal nature is the first front of our spiritual battleground. The believer must learn to be habitually victorious on this battlefront, and that victory here is essential, necessary in being used for God for spiritual purposes. Now, know what our purpose is. 13, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that would that ye would. 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, if you are not led by the Spirit, you're under the law. And Galatians 5:13-18. Jesus spoke of this in John 8:30-32, by using the words continue in my word to describe what Paul describes as walking in the Spirit in Galatians 5:16. Jesus used the word continue in my word as defining the descriptor of what it means to be his disciples. In other words, it is contradiction to consider yourself a disciple of Jesus and not live habitually according to the teaching of Jesus. That deserved to be said again. Glory to God. It says, Jesus used the word contained in my word as defining the scriptor of what means to be his disciple. In other words, it is contradiction to consider yourself a disciple of Jesus and not live habitually according to his teaching of Jesus. Continuously, committed, submitted, glory to God, determined, glory to God, no hesitation, reservations, glory to God, to live a daily life unto the Lord. And glory to God, we know to be shortcomings, but we know to seek the face of the Lord and walk in forgiveness and love. And God, help me in my shortcomings. Help me, glory to God, in the area. Sometimes I was frustrated and aggravated. I want to slap this person, this, that, and the other. But God, I know that's not your will, because you said the wrath of man don't work to righteous God. You told us to love. You told us to pray for our enemies and give them food, give them water. Glory to God if they're thirsty, if they're hungry. You told us to bless and not curse. So habitually. And he speaks these words, many believe on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believe on him, if ye continue my word, then you are my disciples indeed. If ye shall not know the truth, and ye shall know the truth, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:30-32. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but to have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Romans 8:15. Because of the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption in the glorious liberty of the children of God. Romans 8:21. And this is the last one. It is when we truly break out of the shackles and realize we have a power inside of us, which is the Holy Spirit, that is given to us by the divine we truly find freedom. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. And he says, stand fast in the liberty where I set you free. Praise the Lord. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. And be not like a dog going back to his vomit. Praise God. Returning back to the things God done pulled us out of. And being, glory to God, the other word that I was going to use. About, glory to God, continuously, which I can't think of it right now, going back, repeat offender. Think about those who are telling you it can be done, or that will never work, or you are not good enough, or being an edge them out of your life, and move forward because happiness and prosperity is your birthright. So don't allow what man say or what situations or what goes on in the world, as we said earlier, to define you. Can you hear me now? What is he saying to you? And as he say and as he speaks, glory to God, are you listening and are you obeying? Remember, there is power in the name of Jesus. He's given you power. He's given you authority. Glory to God. Use that authority. Glory to God. Oh, he wants us to be happy in him. He wants us to have joy in him. Happy, just something has to happen for you to be happy. But he wants you to be able to walk, glory to God, and have that faith to have joy in the Lord and strengthen. And he will give us that. And he don't want us, glory to God, to allow our circumstances and situations, glory to God, to define who we are. God has a purpose behind every problem. 1 Peter 4:12, don't be bewildered or super surprised when you go through the fiery trials ahead, for this is no strange, unusual thing that is going to happen to you. John 16:33, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you even for that creative word, what you even gave tonight through revelation. and the one that came hot off the press. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, and thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, because without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. We thank you for the power of prayer with faith. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much. Wherever we are, you'll find us in our shortcomings, whether we're apostle, pastor, go out in any way in the fivefold ministry, whether we're a warrior or whatever. All of us have something to put, glory to God, on the altar for you to help us daily with. And the glory to God, get to a place that we'd be fully committed, glory to God, to you. And we'll be determined, nevertheless, persevering. Oh, God, help us when we get short or we get relaxed or we get nonchalant or get hypocritical or become, glory to God, in a place, glory to God, where we hypocrisy or whatever comes. God, let us search your word, search ourselves, and make sure that we are lining up with your word. Help us to forgive and not go all these little inner secrecies, these little nitpick things with one another, but being able to know the big picture while we're to be together and to stand together and fight the real enemy, which is the enemy, Lucifer, glory to God, the spirit of the devil, which is, glory to God, our enemy. God, help us to have the whole armor of God on, our ears open and our eyes open and our mouth open for you to fill it. Put our mouth to you, our ear to your mouth to hear what you say. And as you speak it, allow us, glory, help us to be to a place that we're determined, flesh, you got to die. It's not going to be entertained in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for trusting you for our healings and our deliverance. There's so many attacks coming against the body of Christ. We know it's in the world, but God, we're to be the light and to be the example, glory, so the world can be looking upon us, and even when we go through trials, they can be able to see the light of Christ and wonder how we become overcomers, triumphant and victorious. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need to pray more for one another, worship you more, forgive more, glory to God, to act more on that you've given us, even with the gifts and the calling and the talents that you've given us. God, help us, God, even when the enemy comes in like a flood, you said you'll raise up a standard, but we got to keep ourselves built up in prayer, built up in faith. God, our hearts with all diligence. In the name of Jesus, be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. Glory, we have to be able to soar like the eagle, to run and not be weary. We got to build ourselves so we can soar up there and we won't get so caught up with the fears and fretfulness, glory to God, of what the enemy is doing down here, and not to be complaining and murmuring. Oh, there's going to be some hard hits, but God, greater is he on the inside of us, and no matter what the enemy does, he can't do no more than what you allow, but you have a way of knowing everything before it ever happens, even before the beginning of time. Help us to trust you when we can't trace you. And God, glory to God, even through our heartache, you said in your word that you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. And you gave us that power and authority to be agents to do the same in the lives of others. In the name of Jesus, we need your strength. We need your courage. And glory to God, to have success like you told glory to God, Joshua, then we got to meditate on your word day and not your law and submission and obedience to it. God, we're meditating on too many things that are going on in our lives instead of you and your word. Glory to God, as you have us to read it, glory to God, in the first chapter, glory to God of Psalms, and also in the first chapter of Joshua, even about those same things. God, we bless you to help us and not take counsel with the ungodly. We run into this that we call, you know, friend, this, that, and the other, and finding what your opinion. We need to not be looking for opinion. We need to find out what the word say. What did God say, and not privately interpreting what we want. But what are you saying as we pray and seek your face? In the name of Jesus, thank you for our pastors, apostles, the prophets, even for the one that be on this line. We thank you, Lord God, for the ones that we know, for our pastors over them, glory to God, and for our families and our loved ones and our children, and even to cancel the attacks of the enemy coming against them and us and all. We have so much to pray for. We pray for these prayer warriors. We pray, glory to God, for our lives. We pray, glory to God, for divine healing in these bodies and in our minds, and the determination to live, save, and holy. And in you we live and move and have our being, that we should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord till you say it's time, not what the devil is doing and plotting and planning. Be eradicated right now, this man. Let the miracles start coming forth, manifest even the more in our lives through faith, believing, God, that we're praying for others and have faith that he's going to do the same thing in delivering and healing us too as well while we stand in the gap for others. We love you. We appreciate you. We ask you, Lord God, to bless our pastor. Lord, I bless our president, vice president, decision makers for this country. Glory to God, not only just in between these wars or whatever, but what's going on in our own country. God, we need some laws changed, but we need some hearts changed too. In the name of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, against all these foul and unclean spirits of the enemy with destruction. But God, reveal, uncover, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, we love you so much. We appreciate you. And God, we pray, glory to God, blood covering over our families, over this ministry, glory to God, over the church family, and even that ministry that you put in us. In Jesus' name, help us to have an ear to hear, but obey, seeking your face and your word, right in the divine, and walking in truth, walking in forgiveness and walking in love. In Jesus' name we pray, and we turn these things back over to your hands and call our peace and joy back in the name of Jesus, as we continue to pray ye one for another. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. The lines are open, and if there's any prayer requests, we'll take that. And if not any prayer requests, if there's any response to the word, we will receive that as well. Thank the Lord. It's back over to you all's hands.
Praise God. Praise God. What a mighty and awesome word and a needed word. What did God say? That is a powerful statement. Because knowing the difference in what God says and what somebody else says or what the world says,
yeah,
can make the difference between life and death. Because it is in the tongue. And we know that Satan came to Eve, and he going to quote to her, did the Lord say? Did
mm-hmm.
the Lord say? And because she didn't shut her ears to what Satan was saying, she got confused into what did God say?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can let stuff come in our ears that seem to be harmless. And we can listen to that instead of what we heard God say. It is vitally important that we hear God and that we do exactly what God says to do. Because
yeah,
if not, the devil comes in to kill, steal, and destroy, and he brings that back, confusing us of what did God say. So I think it was just a message on time, a message that need to be heard. And if we heard it in that right spirit, it is life-changing. So I just want to thank you for that beautiful word tonight.
Thank
God bless
you.
And love you.
Praise God, Pastor. I just thank you, and I just praise you for that awesome word, an on-time word, because right now we living in the time now that we got to be do whatever God say, and we should do, we should open our ears to all different voices. We need to hear what God is saying and do what he's saying. So that's an awesome word, and I thank God for that on-time word.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.
You're full of the word anyways every time you speak. I just thank God for you, and I learn so much every time you speak. I mean, so many scriptures come back to me. You just keep saying them, and it just fills me up, and it you know, it's reiterated back to me and even us. And I thank God for the word. One thing that caught me from the beginning, I thank God for the revelation from the beginning. That was hot off the press. And when you said, do you want to be saved or do you want to live holy? I said, wow. Because there is a big difference. And I just thank God for that. I said, no, I want to live holy. You could be saved and make it in, but the ones that are living holy, you're going to receive all of that much more in this life and in the life to come. And I just thank God for that one. I want to do some studying on that.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise. I thank and praise God, first of all, that I got on the phone at before Prophet Bird finished praying, praise God, so I got to hear all of the message. I enjoyed it. It was very good. What did God say? Are we hearing and obeying, praise God, hallelujah, or are we, are you doing partially what God say? And you said, he said in his word, if you love me, you keep my commandments, praise God. And I just appreciate God for who he is, and I love you said a number of times that we need to be seeking ye first the kingdom of God, and I love that. That's one of my meditation scriptures because, praise God, when I get up in the morning, I want to make sure I'm seeking first the kingdom. I want to hear what God has to say. So I open up the word of God, praise God, and as I read, I hear what he's saying. I was just recently in the book of John, the 11th chapter, and re-listening to what God is saying, you know, how Jesus was saying that I am, talking to Martha, the resurrection and the life, praise God. And what he's saying, God speaks to us all the time. The question is, are we listening? Praise God. And I want to, I'm not going to keep you long, praise God. I want to say, hallelujah, we need to be, if we say that we are born again, baptized believers of the body of Christ, praise God, as we know what God's word said, as we study his word, we need to study it with all intentions to be obedient to what he says. Because what good is hearing the word if you're not going to be obedient to it? And that's with prayer, especially with prayers, praise God. People come all the time asking for prayer, 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 but I look on their faces, and sometimes you can tell that they're coming and they're not having confidence. They're not coming in belief. So I'm going to need prayer warriors and people that come even asking for prayer. Come believing, if it's according to God's word for your life, come believing that you receive, praise God. And if you know that you are a child of God and you're in obedience to his word, you can just rest assured God is going to work it out. I heard you say all things work together for good to them that love God, praise God, hallelujah. So God has a message for all of us. We just, as we open up the word of God, praise God, we need to be listening to what he is saying. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to hear each time we open up the word of God. But we must be not just hearers only, but doers of his holy word. God bless you, Minister BJ. You did an outstanding job. Of course, you were lacking no words when you jumped on the train with you. You got to keep riding, praise God, because you could get a full, praise God, a meal as you give that word out, praise God. But we love you. We thank and praise God for you. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Pastor BJ, Lord. Thank you for using our this powerful. You said something there that I really enjoy when people know who they really are in Christ. I know that God tells us whatever we bind, a lot of people believe that I can just go there and bind and say, you got to be a child of God, baby. You got to know who he is, and you have to know who you serve. So I'm so glad the way you bring that word tonight. Who is listening, take heed. And those that know God but don't, in standing obedient, get it straight, baby. Get it straight. That way you know the voice and you don't be deceived. But I thank God for using our tonight. I was called into the sister, said we had a full, let's say, table was set. That's all I can say. The table was set. Come and dine, baby. Anything you want, it's at the table. I enjoyed it. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hobo. I thank God for you. I always thank God for you. I praise God for you. Seeing what did God say? He made me kind of think about my little grandbaby. How she comes in the room and say, "What God said? What he say?" And it kind of, the way she do that is just like she comes, like, trying to, it's just like to me, what is God saying to you? What is saying to you? Because I need to know, you know, like that. But anyway, I'm just saying that. But I thank God for you because of the part that you were saying and what we got to know, the voice of the Lord. We got to know his voice between the devil and God and the devil. You know, we need to know the difference of the voices. And this part that I really got hold to is it says, you were saying we have to make up our mind who we want to serve. And that's exactly, we got to make up our mind who we want to serve. You're either going to serve the devil or you're going to serve God. So I thank God for you because we know in John 10:10 said the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said he come that we have life and that more abundantly. So that's one of the scriptures that I always love to know the difference. I know you got to know the tools of the devil. You got to know the tools of God. So I thank God for your word on tonight. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen to that.
Pastor, before y'all close the line, my son just called me about while we were on the line listening to the word tonight. But and he told me that his oldest brother, he just found out he has cancer. So y'all please lift him up in prayer.
You say your son?
Yes, ma'am.
And the oldest one got cancer?
Yeah, I talked to him tonight, and he said yes, and he's telling me, you know, it ain't bad and all that. But I tell him, well, then we're going to pray for you, and we're going to believe God that God is going to heal you, but you need to go to the doctor.
Yes. My Lord. Pastor Bird, you want to go ahead and pray, or have you left the line?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. And just as she said tonight, whose report are we going to believe? And we believe the report of the Lord. God, we lift up this young man to you right now in the name of Jesus. You created him, God, and you made him. And he was wonderfully and fearfully made by you. We cancel that assignment of the enemy now in Jesus' name as we come against cancer. God, I know sometimes when we hear that word, fear comes. But God, we know that you're greater than that. And we come against cancer or any other thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. No weapons formed against him gonna prosper. And we called him healed and whole, God. By your grace, by your mercy, and by your stripes, he is healed. So, God, I ask in Jesus' name, as he go to see the doctor, Father God, God, when he go and see what the doctor's saying, they're not going to find any cancer there in Jesus' name because you are able, God, to do all things but fail. And there is nothing about cancer that scares you. And because it don't scare you, it don't scare us either. So, God, we just thank and praise you as we give this young man over into your hands now, God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. All right, glory. Got Pastor Burton and Apostle Burton and my children already praying. I had powerful prayer my first day out of this pandemic being in church today, and the Lord bless you the prayers. But as I get ready to take this test on, I think it's Wednesday. No, ultrasound on Tuesday. So they want to check my throat and whatever. And then the doctor said the other day, I've never had this, but it's saying, you got cholesterol. Your A1C went down, it's 5 down, so it's 3 more points and it'll be normal. But it said cholesterol. So we are believing God. Thank God for the prayers that went forth, and y'all just on the gurney. And even when they get ready to try to even do this, so I don't know whether they're going to have to do a box and go back in my neck again like they did when they were seeing a little nodule or something like this back here a couple of years ago before the pandemic, and y'all prayed. And we believe God is as well. but just doesn't gird me. So I thank God for his promises, his word, and keeping the faith and standing on glory. I thank God for the prayer warriors and my glory to God, the inner circle too as well that's been praying for me too. I thank God for you all. In the meantime, we're going to continue to, what is he saying? Whose voice are we listening to? Are we going to stand? And I'm saying that we don't have to go through some things, but we got to believe his report that he's going to work some things out for the good, and he's our healer and our deliverer. So in the meantime, because at first it was like, wait a minute, what is this? Already enough with the deeds and the other stuff that was going on. I don't have a lot of things going on, but these two things is bad enough with the going out with the knees and the respiratory. And I'm like, what is this cholesterol and then this that, and the other and this other thing? And I'm like, and all of a sudden this came up in a few days. And I'm like, okay. So thank God for people praying and God's word on the inside and just standing on it. And I'm telling you, he's awesome. I thank God for the joy of the Lord being our strength and his word to walk us through these situations in life. And so, glory. What is he saying? What is he saying? And also, like the word has already been saying, we know what the thief came to do, but in the meantime, and thoughts may come once in a while, but God bless you. You know how to pull them strongholds down and keep it moving. So I bless the Lord. I enjoyed, because this right here is a testimony. Now, I did not hear, so many people have been having different things with prayer this week and this, that, and the other, and being on the line and blessing the Lord. We've been interceding. Thank God for Pastor Bird, and even McCormick. And different times we've been on the phone. There's been other things that have been going on. And then the day started coming down. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's almost Friday. And I haven't heard from you. Might have been Thursday. Who's supposed to be speaking for Sunday? And then so I think, I don't know whether it was that Friday or a little bit Friday and a little bit Saturday, and most of it really came today. I'm like, whoa. And it was like excitement to it, even though I hadn't even heard really about what the word was going to be. But then again, as he started talking, it just looked like I was excited after dropping the baby up and come back to get back here. And he just pulled the pieces together and bust up off the press. So I said, God, you are so wonderful. It tickled me, praise God. So I just thank the Lord. Bless the Lord for the response too as well. We give God glory. He is amazing. What is he saying? Glory to God. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Okay. I bless the Lord. Thank God for you. And then I want to, does anybody else have a prayer request or glory to God, praise report we want to give? And I want you all to keep Jesse that we've been having to pray for that day. Cancer in his stomach and he's back out of the hospital, he's out in Tulsa. Pastor Mitchell been having us praying and standing gap. I know Pastor Bird and Burton and whatever, we have the heads spoken to him on the phone and pray. We never seen him, but we just praying as one of our brothers in the Lord. So in the name of Jesus, no matter what country, what city or state they're from or whatever like this, we are connected in the spirit. But in the meantime, I brought his name up a couple times to you all recently about for the pray, you know, also. So keep him lifted up before the Lord and whatever like this, because, and he was having this blood transfusion. But so we believe in God, because he can't keep nothing on his stomach, no nutrients or nothing there and whatever. So we know he got to have something in his system to go get the blood transfusion, come back out. They give him some medicine, but that medicine or whatever they give him not staying down. So we know he got to have water in it, like Pastor Bird had said, Burton had said too, Apostle, that he really do, and he gave all three of us that about the water, but he really gonna, he can't even keep that down. But we speak in life to him, and the Lord will bless and deliver, and he will get the proper help that he needs. When you don't have insurance, then you kind of like, you know, kind of out there. So we ask you to pray for Jesse that God will bless and work a miracle in his life, because it's definitely him sustaining him. Glory to God for that healing of the cancer, and also whatever that is going on in his stomach and whatever else is happening in that body. And that the doctors will not just have him as a number and treat what he needs to treat and whatever, and be honest, whatever that's going on that's happening, so what way, even if we need to target some things direct. Praise God. But his name is Jesse, and he's in Tulsa. Praise. So praise God. Anybody else have a request or a praise report?
Praise the Lord. Sister, I want to just thank y'all for praying for my Pori. My Pori told me, she said, Nana, I made it this month. I made it. You made it. She went through it. Nothing happened.
Glory.
She made it. So God,
praise the name, Jesus.
He made it. No
Jesus.
No dollar pain or nothing. Jesus, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Everything is on a platform called Blackboard. It's a student portal from the freshmen to the seniors. All of your emails to every teacher you have, your homework assignments, how you submit your homework assignments, all of your videos, your syllabus that gives you the instructions and where to go for assignments, and that's all on Blackboard. I didn't know anything about, I never heard of Blackboard. A couple of weeks passed by, I was backed up behind my work. But just Thursday, all of the big wigs, the accessibility director, disability director in my college, my Bureau and Education Services for the Blind, counselor was there. There was, and even the one that helps me out, just learning, teaching me Blackboard, she was there, and this big guy called Jonathan, he was from the Bureau of Education Services for the Blind, which is called BESBE. He was there, and we wanted to know what was best for me. Okay, and they said, okay, it takes time to learn Blackboard. So what we all recommended and agreed, because my math and my English teacher said, you're too late to catch up on homework. You should postpone these classes and take it up next semester. I reduced the 2-year associates so I don't have to take math and English and science and stuff like that to a 1-year certificate, but I can take my time. So here's what we all agreed. We're just doing strictly culinary 1-year certificate. They're postponing it until next fall. But until then, I'm going to learn Blackboard. I don't have to worry about any of my school books. I don't have to worry about any of my finances. I don't have to worry about travel expenses. Nothing. They said, don't worry, we got you. And the finances that was, moved around already, they canceled everything. And I was like, praise God. So what I'll be doing is learning all Blackboard until next fall. And then I'll pick up like a couple of classes. I don't have to worry about anything. So praise
God. Nobody but God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Favor, favor.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Won't you do it?
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Oh,
my
God.
My God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
for the testimony of Jesus is awesome, and he'll work things for the good. He know how to make the path straight.
Amen.
In our favor. Thank God for the favor of your life. Praise
God.
The Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we thank you right now for Sister Mercer, God. Bless God for the prophet, too, as well. I mean, the apostle, where Sister Mercy just go over to God or visit with Pastor Burton sometime. I can't, another apostle. She just stopped in my mind. I was trying to think of her with Mercy. So we ask you to touch her body, heal and deliver her, too, as well, God. Continue to comfort her, go over that, even though her daughter, I think, was last year. It might have been early this year, but I think it was last year that she went on, has passed away. But, God, whatever's going on with her body now, we pray, God, that you will bless and strengthen her, encourage her. But we pray for Mother Ursa, God, that you will bless, that we are believing that report come back, that she will have no problems with her knee and her foot, glory to God, no problem with her back, no other things to try to attack her. Thank you for her encouragement. Thank you for her strength. Pray for Mother Freeman, God bless. Next month she'll be 96. Ask you, Lord, to strengthen and touch her. Still in her own home, just going with the age just coming. But, God, her body just be aching and hurting. God, so sometimes it affects her sleep. We ask you, Lord, to touch her in the name of the strength and encourage her. Bind up any attacks, and nothing will come, even with this change of weather, that will, glory, cause any more complications or problems. We pray for Mother Kent. We pray, glory to God, for a grandson that, glory to God, last week it was that he was wanting to attempt suicide. He's missing his mother from 6 years ago when she died. But, Lord, we pray against that spirit of depression, oppression, that he will, glory to God, get free of that, be delivered, and glory to God, they will not be something that the enemy will hold him in captivity and bondage in, and anybody else that's going through those spirits of grief and sorrow and oppression and depression, we plead the blood of Jesus and curse the works of the enemy, and glory to God, and command them to be loose them so they can be free in their mind and in their spirit, healing, glory to God, of their heart where they've been broken, that they will turn to God and release those things in his hands in the name of Jesus. God, cover us all, God, such bless these prayer warriors. Bless these, glory to God, this man and this women of God, so powerful in the anointing. God, you continue to strengthen and encourage and bless their families. Keep them covered, keep them healed, and encourage and strengthen longevity of life, glory to God. Pray, glory to God, the word will come alive, even the more revelation knowledge, even the more to speak to your people in the name of Jesus, in their local assemblies, in their homes, on this line that their glory to God ministers to, in the name of Jesus. We thank you as you continue to bring all of us together more and more as you bless, even going into our 8th year. We thank you so much for what you're doing on this line. And we pray, glory, for our country, our president. We pray, glory to God, for those that are hurting and going through, for those that are grieved, for all those, glory, are horrible, glory to God, situations that are come, glory to God, for people murdering and killing. God, we pray for exposure. We pray for deliverance. We pray, glory to God, for healing. We pray for a change, God. All pray for revival. And we pray, God, to continue to bless and protect and cover us under the blood in our minds and even when we're speaking or going or doing or whatever. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing our sisters, glory to God, for coming back from their trips and blessing them and keeping them too as well. We bless you for all that you've done, even for this word tonight. As we hear it, help us obey it, and glory to God, let it get marinated in our spirit as we continue to hear your word every time to get built up, whether we're in our local assembly or on this line that you've given us to come together to work, glory to God. We pray, glory to God, that we're hearing testimonies, though, to help us to grasp faith. Glory to God, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you don't have no respect to person. Help us to grasp faith in the midst, glory to God, their testimonies of faith. Pray for Pastor Sims, too, and touch on Apostle Burton. God bless. Touch their bodies and their minds and their hearts and their families, too, as well. We just love you. We appreciate you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
I have a question.
Yes.
Now, Apostle Mercer, after receiving the information when she spoke before, the times that she comes on her prayer line, I haven't ever been able to get on.
And I haven't heard from her in so long, except when I hear once in a while her name come up on the prayer line with Pastor Apostle Burton, and they pray on Tuesday. And sometime when I join the line out here, her name come up once in a while, but it's been a while. And so she just popped up just now, but when I wrote it down, it's in some tablet, and I don't went through so many tablets because I always write all the information down. A lot we have it. Sometimes I take notes,
yeah.
So my tablets pile up. I have no idea whatever. If I can ask Pastor Burton the last time she spoke to her, if she still is doing it or not, if she's still on the line doing it or whatever, having that line.
Right.
Does, if it doesn't, down, I
she's
can let
still,
you know
she's
what
still
I'm
doing.
Doing.
She's still doing it. Yeah.
So you still have a number for her?
I got her number, but I don't have that prayer line number.
When you talk to her, let her know one of the ministers from Connecticut wanted that information, and then she can tell you, can tell me or not whether we can share it with, she wants that number shared with Minister Black or whatever. Let him know that he's interested in hearing from, get in contact with her. Okay?
Okay.
Don't give people numbers out and stuff like this without their permission and asking. Some of us, we're open to it. People are not. Yeah. Well, praise God. Bless the Lord. I want to let you know on the 5th Sunday, this came in my spirit earlier today, if Mother Willette is available for 5th Sunday service. Are you there?
I am here, Pastor BJ.
Are you available for Sunday, 5th Sunday?
Well, we have our homecoming that day, so I should be available.
We can switch you up for a first Sunday. If you have homecoming, somebody else can do that. We have Mother Alexander do that day if she's available.
Okay,
but
what are we doing
now?
Anyway?
I'm sorry.
What are we doing?
But I didn't want you to be rushed. But if you think you still can do it, then you the one came to mind for the fifth Sunday. But I said I was going to ask you. So if
right.
I don't want you to rush out of your other service.
Right. Well, I'm not going to rush because we have our homecoming. It's right after the church service, so that's fine. I mean, but what are we doing on the fifth Sunday?
Speaking.
Oh, okay.
Speaking.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, then. All right. Mother Alexander, are you you having something going on the first Sunday?
I'm okay. It's okay.
Okay. Okay.
You want me to
then we
speak
got a speaker
the
for the
Sunday?
Second Sunday. Okay, then, Brother Black, are you available on the third Sunday?
Oh, yes. Yes,
third Sunday, okay. Third Sunday. So the fourth after the Thanksgiving, let me see. Anybody got a calendar ready? Let me look at mine. Let me look at mine. Praise the Lord. I'm online, darling.
Okay, love you. Talk to you later.
All right, love you.
All
right. I went to look for the calendar in that. I couldn't
for
get
November,
to it. Wasn't that...
Huh? You got the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, 1st, and the 28th.
Okay, now the first Sunday is the 6th. That's
right,
Mother. Yeah, that's Mother Alexander, the 6th.
Right, the 6th.
Okay,
sixth.
And Mother Willette, that's the 3rd. What day is that? 5th Sunday.
That's the 31st of October. Okay, yeah. Robert, come
okay,
on.
The second Sunday, we have a guest speaker, Bradshaw. Second Sunday.
13th.
That's been set up about a month ago. Okay, third Sunday, Minister Black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that fourth Sunday, Thanksgiving is... Oh, that's right after Thanksgiving.
Thursday.
Anybody be too full and not going to... Pastor Bird, will you be too full you can speak that day or that you want to pass on that particular day? She might be able to jump the line because she probably have to eat. I'm going to ask about that,
BJ,
day.
BJ, what's the occasion since we're having it on each Sunday? Instead of second and fourth Sundays, what's going on? I might have missed something because I wasn't online earlier.
No, it wasn't nothing that you missed. This is just what's in my spirit because we did not have our setup for our revival that we usually have.
Oh.
So I'm
okay.
just gonna put. I'm just gonna. We're just gonna go ahead and roll it over about this for the prayer warriors to speak.
Okay. All right. So
yeah.
we don't have no official theme. We're just whatever the Lord give us. What we're hearing from God, right?
That's what I'm probably going to, because even he hasn't given me a theme yet, so I can't tell you that he's not going to give me one. But right now, you can just ponder on whatever. If he puts something specific in your spirit, then we'll leave it like that. But I just know about the what was said is to line it up, but I didn't hear a theme yet. All I know is just getting that part ready. So
okay.
I haven't heard a theme yet.
That's fine.
So,
all right. That'll be fine.
I think Pastor Bird is already off the line, but if not, then I would just try to find out if she's not available. I will check with Pastor Sims, and then I'll get down the line for later to find out, because that's the end of the month. And 1st of December, we'll be going into December. Who's prayer warrior? Who am I missing?
Mother McCormick.
Mother McCormick. Thanksgiving. Mother McCormick, what do you do like either the first Sunday in December if you are, I think I'm just going to ask, what do y'all do? Y'all have plans after Thanksgiving like that first, that Sunday? Sometimes?
I'd rather do it if I do it the first Sunday of December.
First Sunday, December?
Yes.
Okay. And my other sister, I'll check with them later, and I'll check with Bernadette. That's the month over to God. They're going to have a lot going on with Pastor Burton. And we mentioned it before, God bless, I think only one time. But any of you all, like you said, or they're getting ready to pay off the building, her overseer is coming, I think, sometime this month and whatever. It might be next week or, no, that's next month. It's November, maybe around the 11th or something. And they're going to do the last part of doing a fundraiser. But he was saying anybody that want to be a participant, and even in for them finishing off their paying the last little bit that's left for the church mortgage, that will say even if it's $20, $10, $50, $100, whatever, it's nothing. Go by, she said anything that you want to participate in is whatever like this. If the Lord bless you, can those ones that want her address or whatever like this, I'll try to call you and contact with you. So that way, if you desire to, and other ones, I think you got a Cash App too. So if you decide, just even if it's like 10, 20, all glory to God going to be added in to make it be a blessing for to be to celebrate out of 5 years. They renovated that building, and God bless, and now they're being able to pay that church. It's actually a church. Pay it off in 5 years. You know that's a blessing from God. And the congregation is not even that big. It's a miracle from God. So God bless anyone that desire to be a participant of that. Bless the Lord, because she is a true woman of God and whatever like this. So it's not like something we do all the time or whatever like this. It was just a request that was out there. So if the Lord say the same and you desire to sow into that blessing, glory to God, of what God is doing in 5 years for them to be able to, you know, get rid of their mortgage and pay it off, then so be it. But and ones can and ones don't, all well and good, just pray. Praise God. But in the meantime, bless the Lord, we're going to leave it as this right here, as Mother Willett on October, Mother Alexander on the 6th, Prophetess, First Lady Bradshaw on the 2nd, and on the 3rd, Minister Black. And if I'll check with Pastor Bird, if she's not going anyplace, to find out whether she would do the 27th.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that. If you don't have a person, I'm willing to switch with anybody.
Okay.
I'll do it any day. I don't care. Amen.
Well, okay then. Oh, but you told me y'all were going out of town, remember? For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I still switch. It possibly.
Oh, well, you are. You can.
Not.
Yes.
But either way, I'm flexible.
All right, then. Well, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that down there then. So if Pastor is not available, then we can switch up to the 3rd if need be. And if something come up and your family decides they want to do something special on that day and whatever like this, and God's leading you to be able to be with the family, all you do is let me know a day or two ahead so I'll be able to have somebody already, I can put myself there on alert and whatever like this, or I can call and find out whether Minister Brenda or whatever like this can do it, or either Benjamin or whatever, if she's available and stuff during a while. But so, you know, and then we can put you on another day in December, maybe that second Sunday, because, you know, second Sunday still got to be taken care of too as well. So if it ends up looking like, you know, y'all might be doing, have some plans or whatever, like if you don't switch on the with Bird then that day, then, you know, we'll do second Sunday. So praise God. Somebody want to go ahead and pray over this right here for us, whoever the Lord put in your spirit?
Father God, I thank you for your plans, God. Lord, your strategic, supernatural design, your format, your plan, Lord, for us, God, that we be blessed, that you be glorified, God. I pray, Lord, an impartation now, Lord, hot off the press for each one of us. Each and every one of us as individuals, God, that you share your word You share revelation to us, God, that when we speak, Lord, our words be fire, God. Lord, that we receive deliverance, God. We receive an impartation of transparency, God. That, Lord, we love you more than ever before, God. Lord, that we'll just, Lord, just you wrap yourself around us, Lord, even as we wrap ourselves around you and get closer to you, God. Have that one-on-one even more intimately, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for your favor. Thank you, Lord, even when we speak, Lord, your oil, God. Lord, just run down, Lord, like it ran down Aaron's beard and touched everybody who was under the ministry, under the children of Israel, God, the priests. But you're the ultimate high priest. And we thank you for your oil now, God. We are glad. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, and let me clear this up too. Anybody that cannot, just because we all are speaking and you have other engagements, you have something, you can only be where God leads you at that time, because I know you all are supported, so it's not like because we're having the services every week, because he had not given it to me, even out of all these years, he ain't given it to me yet. They have services every week. It's just when he put it in my spirit, then I'm going to do it. Amen. So we're not having a revival. He hadn't put it in my spirit about the revival this year that we have anywhere between October and November. So that's the reason why I said whatever. And then we were supposed to have Leisha, common leader, Pastor Prophetess Benjamin, and Pastor Danny's daughter, those four ladies, between October and November. So much has been going on that plan did not come to pass yet. So it may happen where God bless that we'll just do something like that. The Lord said the same maybe the first of the year because this was the season they were supposed to, but been a lot going on. But nevertheless, so when you can support, you be there. If you can't, and so forth, you pray for your brother and your sister. That's just how it rolls. And so we just continue to keep each other lifted up. And so if the Lord say the same, you know, you're there. And if you're not, then so be it. Praise God. So you're obligated to the Lord to be led by his spirit.
Amen.
All is well?
Amen.
Amen.
All is well.
Thank God
for
the prayers. I love you all. So God bless. And thank you for the support and the prayers. And keep rolling out those requests before the Lord and for myself and others. And we'll believe God. And we'll tell you what the report is afterwards. In the name of Jesus, God be the glory in the midst of it all.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom. Shalom. Blood trouble.
Shalom.
And have a blessed, wonderful night and week. What a minute.
Amen.
We got prayer tomorrow, don't we? Yeah, this is Monday. Tonight is Monday. The Lord say the same. The Lord say the same. We look forward to reconnecting back on Monday night. And pray this system don't be froze up on this computer. Matter of fact, I need to try to see if that other boy is not working. All right. We love you.
Love you.
All right, God bless. Good night. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Great God.